It was not a good time.
Okay, we have somebody who just called us on the phone. Who am I talking to?
Hi there. This is Steve Capper and Dave Reddix. We're two of the Waldos in Marin County. Happy 420.
Yes. And
happy 421.
And Rachel told me you were going to call us. Because
here we are.
Today is 420. Do you know what that means, Phil?
Yeah, that tomorrow is National Drug Test Day, 421.
Actually, it's two things today. Oddly enough, it's 420, all right? But 420 is also Hitler's birthday.
And the anniversary
had nothing to do with us.
Had nothing to do with you guys at all.
By the way, Hitler didn't smoke weed, so you can't blame it on us. Yeah.
Now, I don't think he was in the Union either.
Now, was it you guys who came up with 420?
We are the guys.
You, in other words, you're the guys who started the whole 420 thing.
Way back in 1971, that far back in time.
Now tell them how that happened.
Okay, we were going to Santa Rafael High School, Marin County, California.
I used to go to Drake, by the way.
That's right. You were a Drake pirate. That's right. I remember that. So we used to hang out on a wall on campus. That's what we called ourselves, the Waldos. We hung out on the wall.
Uh-huh.
We'd sit up there and we'd make fun of everybody walking by. And later on, we'd do all kinds of impressions of them and kind of just try to crack each other up. So we're hanging out on the wall.
And this is what year?
Wait a minute. Nick comes up to me says, "My brother-in-law is in the Coast Guard out at Point Reyes, out there at the lighthouse, and he's growing some weed." And he thinks he's going to get busted for some reason, thinks that his commanding officer is onto him. So he decides he can't pick this weed anymore. So he gave Bill and anybody that Bill wants to cooperate with, he gave him a map with where the weed was and gave us permission to pick it. So Bill comes to me, says, Coast Guard guy and his friends can't pick the weed. We can do it. Let's go do it. And I'm like,
let me get this straight. This 1955, did you say?
No, 71.
71. Okay.
Fall of 71.
All right.
So we decided that a couple of the guys had sports practice. We weren't like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont. We were athletes. I was a double honors accounting student.
I was a filmmaker. We weren't stupid stoners.
Right.
Absolutely not. So.
Not until you found out where that weed patch was, but anyway, go ahead.
What's that?
I said that not until you found the weed patch, then you became stoned. You know, if you don't have any pot, it's very hard to be a stoner.
After the guys had their little sports practice, that we would meet on the campus. There's a statue of a guy named Louis Pasteur. He was the famous scientist. I think he invented leave a penny, take a penny. I think that's what he's known for.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so there's a statue of him on the campus. It's a Benny Bufano statue. I don't know how they got that.
Oh, I remember. Do you know I have a believe it or not, in my guest room, I have a Bufano cat.
Really?
Yeah, a little Bufano cat. He was, in case people don't know, he was really a very great San Francisco sculptor.
Very, very famous there. He was one man hotel.
In Ross, there's a bear that's actually...
Yeah, there's a police station there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a cool bear. I learned that today. I just read that Bufano was not happy that somehow his statue got at Santa Fe High. I don't know the details of that, but he couldn't wrestle it back away from them. Anyway, so we decided to meet at the statue at 4:20 in the afternoon to go look for the weed.
And we decided earlier in the day, and, you know, we kept on reminding each other. We'd see each other in the halls and say, 4:20 Louis is meeting at the 4:20 Louis statue. So we met at 4:20 that first day. We got high. We jumped into Steve's 66 Impala with a killer 8-track stereo, and we got high driving all the way out to Point Reyes.
And then we got out there. We were looking for the pot, and we didn't have that long. You know, it was fall.
Did you ever find it?
We always ended up driving around in the dark and driving home in the dark. But all kinds of strange things would happen to us. One time, we were driving along on a farmer's property. And of course, the windows were up, and the whole car was filled with smoke. All of a sudden, we rolled down the windows, and we saw two double or single-file lines of cows behind our car following us. So we thought it was because of the pot. The cows liked the pot. Found out later from the farmer that, that they would take the truck and lead the farmers to the feed bin. So they thought we were leading to the food, but we were stoned out of our minds.
Yeah.
So we just thought it was magical.
We thought there were hamburgers following us.
So
we would, as Dave was saying, we would remind each other in the hallways, 420 Louis. We did this for about 5-6 weeks, and after a little bit of time, we just changed to 420. We'd remind each other in the hallways, 420. Mm-hmm. And then 420 just became our secret code for just talking about pot. I could say to one of the other Waldos, 420, and he knew kind of like mental telepathy. I was either saying, do you want to smoke? Are you stoned? Do you have any? Whatever. It was just kind of communication between the Waldos, secret, private joke, and spread.
How many Waldos? I mean, there were the two of you to start out with.
No, there was five of us.
There were five of you.
There's five, but two of us, Steve and I, usually do the media interviews because not all of us can get together all the time.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like the Lennon and McCartney of the Waldos.
Right.
Is that why they call it the Waldo Tunnel?
No.
Wrong.
So anyway, in case people just joined us, we are talking, if you wonder where the term 420 comes from, we are talking with two of the, I guess, five guys who started
the whole
420 movement at San Rafael High School in 1971. And I imagine it started to grow, right? More than five of you would show up?
Well, what happened is years went by, and, you know, of course, the younger classes were using it after we left.
Our younger brothers picked up on it. They used it with their classmates. A bunch of us went away to college. We used it with our roommates in college. They took it back to their cities. Dave and Mark, both the two of the Waldos, had connections with the Grateful Dead, so we were around them a lot. Dave here?
My brother was he managed a couple of Phil Lesh's side bands. He was the bass player in the Grateful Dead, and one of them was Too Loose to Truck, and the other one was Sea Stones. And they had luminaries like David Crosby and Terry Haggerty and some great musicians.
We would babysit their homes and take care of their pets when they'd go out on tour. Whenever Mark's father would lease them a new place to rehearse, we'd go down there and hang out with them. So through the Dead community, it spread quite a bit in that way.
Wow. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about this legacy, huh?
Well, one thing is that there's always, you know, this was like 44 years ago. So now there's all these people coming up on the web saying, I started it, and they make up elaborate stories. And
we've created a whole new genre of 420 claimers.
And they think if they say it enough, it'll be true. They could make, it's 44 years ago, they could say, hey, I was a golf caddy for Winston Churchill, you know. And they think if they just say it enough, it'll happen. But we are the only guys that have actual, physical, hard evidence proof going back to the early 70s,
well, listen,
and we have lots of it.
I will agree with you.
Smoked out and pulled out to Marin County.
I will agree. Hold on a second, guys. I will agree with you because I just went and looked at what I consider the ultimate arbiter of an argument like this, and that would be Wikipedia. And they say a group of people in San Rafael, California, calling themselves the Waldos because of their chosen hangout spot was a wall outside the school, used the term in connection with a fall 1971 plan to search for abandoned cannabis crop they had learned about. They designated the Louis Pasteur statue on the grounds of San Rafael High School as their meeting place, and 420 was the meeting time. They even have a picture here of the Louis Pasteur statue.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, Louis,
he's the fifth Waldo, actually.
Sixth
Waldo.
Louis still around. If he were around today, I'm sure he would change his Facebook status to Waldo.
Now, has anybody out there tried to claim that they came up with it and not you?
Well, they say it. We created a website, 420waldos.com, W-A-L-D-O-S.
Yeah.
And on our site, we have a lot of the evidence there. We have postmarked letters. When I went away to college, Dave wrote me letters.
One of them says, hey, Steve, I'm working in this band, and I got $20 last week to be a doorman, and here's a little 420 for your weekend. I sent him a joint.
So we have a postmark letter. One of my friends went away to Israel to live on a kibbutz, so he wrote me a letter with an international postmark with the early 70s. Then a gal at high school when we were there made us a flag, a banner, a 420 flag. Again, it's on our site at 420wallows.com. Mm-hmm. And she wrote me a letter at college referencing the 420 flag. Again, that's postmarked, so that dates the flag. We have the flag is kind of in a tie-dye 70s type style. If somebody beyond, you know, we already have the postmark, if somebody wanted to date at a forensic lab or something, they could give an approximate date of creation of 4 years ago. If you want to go that far, I don't think we'd go that far. But then we have her school records, the art class where she created the class. We have a Centerville High School newspaper from the early 70s with a Waldo family member referencing 420. There's a question man. He says, what would you do if you could say anything to the graduating class? And the answer is, if you could say anything to the graduating class, what would you say? And he says, the answer is 420. So we have a high school newspaper. And something brand new. People had doubted that we got this.
Yeah, they thought, some people were saying that our treasure map story to this patch of weed was a big fairy tale. But Steve did some investigative work, and I'll let him tell you about it.
So I tracked down the fellow who gave us the map, Bill McNulty. He passed away in his 30s. But I contacted his brother, Pat McNulty. He lives up in central, kind of in the Sacramento region.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually there when the Coast Guardman drew and turned over the map. He could remember specific markers on the map. So a lot of conversation with him. We've got that on the web. We have his a factual statement, an eyewitness account. So we've added that to our site and much more. Nobody out there who's making up these stories, somebody said, well, we started it in 1969. We met at a Round Table Pizza in San Jose. You know, they just make up stuff. Nobody has all the...
They don't have the downright proof.
Let me
ask you this. At any time when you went out to the wall, did you smoke any cannabis, or is that just myth?
The wall was right on the middle of the Centerville High School campus.
Yeah.
So we generally didn't smoke right there. We would take one or two quick hits at the Louis Pasteur statue right before he piled into the car to go out to Point Reyes. But generally, we didn't smoke on campus.
Okay, generally you didn't smoke on campus.
Did you guys ever find the weed that was on the map? That's what Phil...
We never found the patch, but the legend lives on.
You know, it's funny, we did an interview today with CBS, KPIX, that'll play here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And they were fascinated that one of the Waldos, Waldo Jeff, his dad was actually a narc. So he always filled us in on the latest in search and seizure laws. And we could go anywhere. We always had the one-up on cops because we knew where to hide and how to hide and what to say.
How do you feel as you look back on this? Because, you know, when you were doing this in 1971, this was very illegal, okay?
Yeah, it was very illegal.
There were people
right.
still getting thrown in jail with sentences of like 10 years and so on. And then you look today and you see how, hey, in California you've actually got dispensaries.
That's okay.
And I bet one of them is named 420. I'll just bet you.
There's a lot of dispensaries with a 420 in their name. So many of them have it in their phone number, in their ads, and in newspapers all over the place. Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's in thousands, maybe tens of thousands of product names.
Yeah. So you never found the pot. So what did you do to keep your 420 reputation? I guess you could find it somewhere else, right?
Well, we just continued celebrating that hour to get high and using the term in ensuing days, we'd, you know, signal each other or talk about it in front of our parents or teachers, and they didn't know what we were talking about, you know? So it was just a secret code.
Now, by the way,
they were just hoping.
The things we created, we had all kinds of different words and concepts we made up. Some of them are on the website. We're releasing a few, metering them out, releasing a few here and there. We'll release more. It was only the tip of the iceberg of this entire Waldo culture.
That's right. They're coming out on KTEL Records later this year.
Well, when your parents heard you talking about 420, I wonder how many of them thought maybe it was some kind of sexual thing.
No, actually, Waldo Jeff, his dad, who was the narc, he was very suspicious. He thought it was some kind of drug reference, and he went out of his mind trying to figure out what it was. He was like, what is that? What is that? I know it's something.
Well, it's just amazing, and I think you guys should be very proud of yourself that out of this small, humble beginnings in San Rafael, California, and I'm happy that it happened in my home area, that it has become so pervasive in the society now that, for instance, you go, you know, 420 is the, in fact, I remember looking in, where was it, what's the site that has all the ads on it,
lots of
Craigslist?
Craigslist, that people who are looking for other people would go, must be 420 friendly.
I
mean, it's common usage in the English language now, quite a bit.
Yeah.
When we were in Israel 2 years ago, Alex, we saw the term 420 on a wall in Jerusalem.
Deep inside the old city.
Deep inside the old city. So it's
on the
definitely
wall.
It's more international.
Yeah, near the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, near the Wailing Wall. Maybe from the
oh,
Nazi
yeah, it's absolutely
Wailing.
International. Absolutely. They celebrate the 420 day in many cities all over the globe.
We got an email from a guy in the UK this morning, and he wanted to know more about us, and he said he's excited about our site, and I said, tell all your buddies, because they're having a big festival over there, too.
Yeah. Well, once a year.
They celebrate it in New Zealand and in Old Zealand.
Did you go to that thing at Golden Gate Park?
I went last year. I went, as well as Steve, I went totally incognito. Nobody knew who I was. And I was pretty amazed because, of course it was on a Sunday, so there'd be a lot more people. Not only is it Golden Gate Park, but the cops block off many, many blocks of the entire Haight-Ashbury. The whole Haight becomes like just a mall of a sea of people. By my estimation, probably 75,000 people down there.
And 2 years ago, when I was driving up 19th Avenue, you know where that is, Alex, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm driving up 19th, 10 blocks from the park around 420, and I could smell the weed all the way up there.
Let me tell you though about 19th. That's the
Park Presidio.
Street that goes all the way out through Golden Gate Park, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And it goes all the way out almost down to Redwood City. I mean, it just keeps going, right?
Yeah, there was some comedian years ago who said if the lights were set for 40, he always said if the lights were set for 40, are they also set for 80?
But they should be set for 420.
Yeah, but here, now let me tell you a story, and this is an absolute true story. My father was a musician in San Francisco, and he worked with a guy by the name of Hotso Casey, who was in the band. And Hotso loved his pot. Now, this is back in the 40s, okay? This is back in the 40s. He loved his pot, so he grew his own pot. And where he did it was on the Divider Strip on 19th Avenue. And my father once said to him, why are you doing it on the Divider Strip on 19th Avenue? He said, because the city waters it for me. So the fact that you bring up 19th Avenue, I suddenly remember Hotso Casey, you know. I'm sure he's not around anymore. This was a guy, by the way, who played the piano, I think it was, and he would sometimes solo at a club, and on the advertising he would say, writer of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But he never actually did a song called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He wrote a song called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It just wasn't that Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
But that's like saying your band's name is Free Beer. Put it on the marquee.
Yeah, but so you guys are the unsung heroes.
To some extent, I you say you got to be proud. It was nothing but a private joke. We didn't write a song. You know, as people bust their ass for years studying instruments. They write books. They bust their asses. It was just nothing but a private joke, so we didn't do that much.
Yeah, but you created, without knowing it, a cultural phenomenon. I mean, 420 will survive well past your lifespan.
And we're sure it's going to be on our headstones, too.
It should be. Let me ask you this. Here it is, what, how many years later? God.
44?
43
or 44?
Yeah, how old? First, I got to get your real first names. It's
David?
Yeah.
And Steve.
And Steve. David and Steve. David and Steve, how old are you guys now?
I'm both 60.
Both 60. Okay. First of all, question number one, do you still smoke pot?
I do occasionally, but it's not our number one priority in life anymore, because when we were in high school, I mean, we'd go to Tower or go skiing or something, you could measure our trips in joints. Well, let's see, Vallejo, that's 10 joints, and Tahoe, that's 20 joints, you know. But we're not like that anymore.
Yeah, and so, what did you guys wind up doing in life?
I have a finance, believe it or not, I'm a hippie capitalist. I have a financial services company,
yeah.
And I kind of end up running all over the U.S., which is not bad. I eat all across the U.S., I work hard, but I try and... it's not all of me, that's the major source of income.
I'm having to identify by voice. That's Steve?
Yeah, that's Steve.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, what do you do?
Well, I was in the news business for about 25 years. I worked for a local, KPIX, and then I went over to CNN for about almost 20 years.
Okay.
And I was a cameraman, and now I'm a filmmaker. And you can, if you want to check out the trailer to my latest documentary,
there's the plug.
It's IMDb. It's called Roots Music Americana.
Roots Music Americana. So when were you at KPIX?
I was at KPIX from 1985 to 88,
uh-huh.
And then I went downstairs and worked for PM Magazine, the national office.
Right, that was their kind of their national TV local shows.
We shot the show out to all the affiliates across the country,
right.
As a satellite producer, and then I went over to CNN and became I was a sound man, and I graduated to becoming a cameraman.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and can I jump over to the website again?
Yeah, sure.
On the website, we've got all kinds of interesting things there, not just about the history of 420, mm-hmm. but we wanted to summarize and explain who the Waldos are and all these strange, wild adventures we went on. We call them Waldo Safaris, and we've summarized them. Some of them there's a link there, Waldo Interesting Safaris, on the About the Waldos page. We did all kinds of weird. Every week, we tried to think up something unusual to do.
This all started because... we both got disillusioned with the jock scene there at Centerville High, and I quit the football team, and the whole thing on Friday nights was go to that football game and try to pick up on girls, right? So Steve and I and a few of the other Walls would be the guys walking under the bleachers smoking out, and we got tired of it. So one day
at one time, Rolling Stone was actually a real cult counterculture magazine. My brother would bring it into the house, and I read an article about guys down on the peninsula, some scientists developing the first holograms, and it said that they were there in the place basically working 24/7. They were really into what they were doing. So I thought, well, why not go knock on the door and visit them? So I went down there, and they were just so happy to see some young guy that gave me a total tour, and I go, whoa, look at these holograms. They built the whole holographic city. I went back. I got the Waldos. I said, hey, you got to see this. We all got stoned, went down there, visited the scientists, and had them busting up laughing. They were begging us to come back. And from then on, each week we would figure out something new to do. We didn't just hang around looking for stuff to do. We didn't just hang out on the wall. We had these things called safaris. We always had an agenda, a goal, a mission. And we took off, and a lot of stuff is summarized on the web. And then we also we have entertaining things. There's a
great story about us. We're driving to L.A. in 1974 in Steve's Impala, and we have this young lady with us and all five of us, and we're getting high, and the whole car was like, it looked like Cheech and Chong in there. It was like filled with smoke, and all of a sudden there's a cop behind us, and I'm all, Steve, there's a cop, and Steve goes, yeah, there is, and put that out. So, one of the guys kept on smoking, and Steve's all, there's another cop on our left, and then all of a sudden there's like five cop cars, and they're pulling us over, and we're just freaking out. You know, we're throwing things out the window, and we had the windows rolled up, and they're bouncing back in, and then the cops all pull us over, like motorcycle cops and
pull out their guns.
Highway patrol, guns drawn. They walk up to the window, and they
ask for the IDs,
and they run a check on us for like 20 minutes. They thought we were the SLA, and we had Patricia Hearst with us.
and we were going down there. I wanted to check. I was a huge fan of, well, we were all huge fans of Johnny Carson. So we were rushing down there to try and make like a 5 o'clock taping of Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And when the cops delayed us an hour,
yeah,
I was pretty miffed. I said to the cop when he said, "Well, you guys can go." I said, "You goof! Now we're going to miss Johnny Carson. He's probably shaking his head. What was that about?"
And the thing is, when we opened that window, all that smoke went in the cop's face. It didn't faze him. We couldn't figure that out. It was bizarre.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well,
another thing we did on the site was, mm-hmm, because there's so much misinformation out there on the web, so many people take a story off the web and paraphrase it, you know, on their own and twist it and turn it. We wanted to get all the best news stories, L.A. Times, Huffington Post, there's a New York Times, there's all kinds of, so we have all the news, best news stories accumulated. We have all our physical evidence proof, and if people want to contact us, there's even a thing they can contact us, they have some questions. So put a lot of time into it, and we think we have it in a real good place, the site.
Wow. Well, this is, you know, somebody ought to make a movie of this. Somebody should.
Yes, we're available out there listening up.
I mean, no, there should be a movie, a book, any number of things. I mean, this is stranger than fiction, and just the fact that it's become so inculcated into our culture, and that 420 could have become only known as Hitler's birthday, and you managed to turn the whole thing around.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. I don't like that idea.
I think we're all Jewish.
Yeah, well,
yeah, we are all Jewish. Yeah.
I'm Irish, but it's one of the Jewish people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, it's good to hear the bunch of hometown kids made good.
Yeah. I used to enjoy your show in the early 80s.
Yeah.
In San Francisco. And even before that, in the very late 70s, me and my wife were total fans of a total unknown guy, Jeremy Kramer.
Right.
He's still kind of unknown.
He's still unknown. He's managed to become the least known best comic in America.
In the late 70s, total genius. Me and my wife used to bust up so much.
And we used to go to the clubs when we were in high school, like the Intersection. Remember that place?
No. I wasn't around. I wasn't around till about 80.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then
Alex, are you living back in New York now?
Yeah, I'm living in New York. I'm here in New York.
Okay, always fun.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I miss the Bay Area. I miss it a lot, you know.
Probably miss the fresh air here.
Where are you guys living? Still in the Bay Area?
I'm in San Anselmo. Dave's here in Green Bay, so we're still in Marin.
Oh, okay.
I'm at the top of Spyglass Hill here in Green Bay.
Oh, wow. And where in San Anselmo?
I'm way out at the end of Butterfield towards the school out there.
Oh, right. Sure, of course.
And then I was in Dominican for years, and then I grew up out there in East Santa Fe. So, yeah, we're long time Santa Fe guys.
Yeah. I was a Drake kid, and, you know,
Isn't that where they shot American Graffiti?
No, they shot American Graffiti was at Tamil Pius High School.
Oh, Tam, okay.
Yeah, they shot it at Tam. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for calling. This is just such kismet, and I want to also thank Rachel. I hope, Rachel, you'll stick around. If you guys want to stick around, you can, or we'll just get into other discussions. But
we've talked about what we're going to talk about. You guys got more things to talk
about.
Hey,
well, listen, will you do me a favor? Let's do this every year. next year,
yeah,
next year, on 420,
awesome,
we'll make it a tradition.
You got it, Alex.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, two of the five Waldos from San Rafael High School who coined the term 420,
yeah,
and believe me, they can prove it.
Yeah, check out 420waldos.com. Again, a lot of the evidence is there. You'll see it's a good story there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye,
okay,
Dave. Bye-bye,
you.
Steve. See
Happy
you later.
420.
Happy 420. Yeah. Oh, man.
Happy 420.
Yeah. What a story, huh?